Los Angeles mourns death of philanthropist Wallace Annenberg. California officials mourn the loss of philanthropist and visionary Wallace Annenberg, who died July 28th at 86. Annenberg died surrounded by family at her Beverly Hills home after battling lung cancer, according to her family. To the public, she was a dynamic force in philanthropy. To us, she was a mother, grandmother, friend, mentor, and a force of nature whose life and family remain committed to honoring public service, her children Lauren Bonn, Gregory Weingarten, and Charles Weingarten told the Epoch Times in an emailed statement. Her generosity and commitment will be lifting people up for many generations to come. Her children were also co-directors of the Annenberg Foundation, where she was president and CEO for 16 years. The Annenberg Foundation's website on Monday morning was changed to a blank page reading only Wallace H., Annenberg 1939 to 2025. The Southern California philanthropist provided generous financial support to several projects, including the Wallace Annenberg Wildlife Crossing, a bridge for safe wildlife passage over U.S. Highway 101. Annenberg also founded the Annenberg Community Beach House in Santa Monica, the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts, the Annenberg Space for Photography, Annenberg Tech, and the Annenberg Pet Space. She was also a life trustee of the University of Southern California. Her father, Walter Annenberg, funded the opening of the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism in 1971. Walter Annenberg was a billionaire publisher of The Enquirer, 17 Magazine, and TV Guide, an art collector, and served as an ambassador to the UK. He left a portion of his $8 billion fortune to his wife and family and to the Annenberg Foundation. Wallace Annenberg took over as president and CEO of the foundation, which her father founded in 1989 after selling TV Guide and assets to publishing magnate Rupert Murdoch. The nonprofit has assets of about $1.2 billion. During her years at the helm of the foundation, she broadened the foundation's emphasis on media, arts, and education to also include conservation, animal welfare, and healthcare. The foundation gave away an estimated $1.5 billion to thousands of Los Angeles County-based organizations and nonprofits. Annenberg Gen Space, a community center for older adults in Los Angeles founded by Annenberg, said her impact on the world was enduring. "Our hearts are broken with the passing of our beloved founder, Wallace Annenberg," Gen Space posted on Instagram. "She leaves a rich and enduring legacy of generosity, compassion, and impact that changed the world in so many ways." Wallace Annenberg's philanthropy spanned many issues. Her determination to keep Americans from experiencing social isolation drove her to open Gen Space, a research-based center for seniors, according to the organization. "She will always be our North Star," Gen Space said. "We will miss her so much, but our work continues in her honor." Governor Gavin Newsom paid tribute in a statement. "Wallace Annenberg was a visionary who believed not just in a better world, but in a kinder one," Newsom said in a statement. "She was always determined to find new ways to help people achieve a better, more joyful quality of life, and above all else, to help people connect with each other. California is better for all that she did and for her enormous heart and unbelievable generosity." Beverly Hills lowered the city's flag to half-staff in her honor. "The breadth of her giving has had an enormous impact across Southern California and, in particular, Beverly Hills," the city said in a statement. The city is home to the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts, which is affectionately known locally as the Wallace. "The Wallace will continue to ensure her legacy endures in Beverly Hills," Mayor Sharona Nazarian said in a statement. "We are thankful for her generosity and kindness. May her memory be a blessing." Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass joined other officials in offering her condolences to the family. "This is a loss that resonates beyond words here in Los Angeles," Bass said in a statement. "Wallace Annenberg's selfless leadership and visionary spirit transformed our city in profound and lasting ways. Put simply, Los Angeles is stronger because of her. Her legacy of generosity will live on forever through the many lives changed by her service. My thoughts are with the Annenberg family during this difficult time." UCLA Athletics also recognized her passing. UCLA Athletics sends our condolences to the family of Wallace Annenberg, who passed away this morning. We are forever grateful for her generosity and vision in bringing Wallace Annenberg Stadium home to and to completion. Rest in peace, Wallace, the organization posted on X. Beth Pratt, California Executive Director of the National Wildlife Foundation, said Wallace Annenberg was an inspiration to her. We would not have the Wallace Annenberg Wildlife Crossing without her commitment, Pratt posted on X. Wallace was also an inspiration to me, a mentor and a friend. She didn't just invest in causes, she invested in people. I will miss her warmth, kindness, and generosity. She was born Wallace Huberta Annenberg in Philadelphia and grew up in Washington, D.C. Wallace Annenberg is survived by 4 children and 5 grandchildren.